How can you, as a frontline leader, help teams solve problems better? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to see how you as a leader can unlock greater potential in your team to solve problems better, get to the root cause, and make those problems disappear. In our training, we use some interactive survival simulations, and it's fair to say that the teams that participate in the training don't always do as well as they would like to in the simulation. So I want to share with you some of the tips that increase the team performance both in the training exercises that we run, but also in the real work situations that you face. The first tip is to balance the dominant and submissive team members, but not to compromise. So let me stop on that one for a moment. The reality is a lot of leaders see themselves as peacekeepers, and what they want to do is kind of find this middle ground. Well, I think sometimes compromising has almost like misery built into it. In other words, you're not going to be happy and I'm not going to be happy, so let's be equally unhappy. Well, that should not really be the goal. Now, the reason that teams often don't get to the best solution is because they'll have a dominant team member who is really sticking their or getting their heels stuck in an issue and not willing to budge. And then they also have submissive team members who give up way too easily, even though they have a great idea that the team would benefit from. So the leader's job at that moment is to make sure that the dominant people don't cause the submissive or more passive members to not contribute. Because in the end, then you'll just take the ideas from the dominant members and you won't get the benefit of hearing from the quieter members who might end up having the best idea. Remember, though, that you're not trying to make everybody happy on the team. Your job is to find the best possible answer to whatever the problem is. The second tip that I have is that leaders should speak last. Now, this one's going to seem strange because you always think of leaders as maybe opening a meeting and saying what's on their mind first. But think about the meetings that you've been in when a more senior manager than you says what he or she thinks about a particular issue or what they think should be done. A lot of what starts to happen in the team dynamic is people just start to fall in line and they become kind of what you might think of as yes men to whatever the boss has said. So when the leader speaks first, it tends to draw the team just to that option. Now, that's great if the leader's right, and part of your ego might be that you like to be right a lot of the time. But what if you instead heard what other people have to say? And then what's cool about that is if somebody else brings up a suggestion, it might even be the same thing that you would have said. Now you can say, you know what, Joe, that's a great idea. I think, you know, you're onto something there and maybe that's what we should be working on. And that way, at least your team gets to learn that they can speak up, that there's a sense of it's okay to disagree, even because you haven't spoken yet. So leaders should speak last. That's tip number two. Tip number three is to strive for consensus. Now, you've heard the word consensus before, but what does it really mean? Well, what it means is that when you're in the room with your fellow leaders, you should debate, argue, take different sides of the issues, and really kind of hash it out. But when you leave the room, you leave in agreement. So a colleague of mine used this expression. He said in his team that he was part of, he said, "You differ together, together apart." And what that means is that when you're together, you differ with one another. When you're apart from one another, you actually stick together in terms of the point that you're trying to make. So when you're striving for consensus, it means you still hash out all the issues, but when you're done, you have agreement and you go forward in agreement. So those are some tips on how to make better decisions as a team. And once you've mastered that, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by tapping into all of our programs, resources, and materials available on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or you could also do me a favor and give this podcast or video a rating in YouTube or in your podcast platform. It really helps it be discovered by other people. And if there's anything that I can do to help you on your leadership journey, please reach out to me on social media or through our website. And I'm wishing you success on your leadership journey.